With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Special Assistant to the President Harrison Fields says as the Department of Justice looks into allegations that former President Barack Obama was instrumental in the Russia collusion hoax, there's something the public needs to keep in mind.
This is not an investigation in search of a crime. This is compelling evidence of wrongdoing in which is going to trigger an investigation to see exactly what happened. A very different situation when the government was weaponized against President Trump.
Fields says the DOJ probe into Obama's the possible source of the hoax is different from many probes than the previous administration launched against Donald Trump.
In which they were just searching, making up crimes, making up lies, and trying to prosecute him for the rest of his life. Very different scenario. We have a smoking gun. Now the DOJ is looking into it.
President Trump says, or rather gave, Senate Republicans permission to begin their August recess Saturday night, shortly before Democrats and Republicans agreed to quickly vote on seven final civilian nominees, but none of the more than 100 still pending. In the meantime, public policy expert Matthew Continetti says Democrat efforts to stall President Trump's nominations really an unprecedented move at this time.
Changing the rules as to cut down on debate and to force votes quicker, I think, is a way to address this lack of confirmations that's sensible, but that doesn't completely overhaul the Senate traditions and might not lead to a revolt among Republican senators as well.
Major scandal in Ukraine. Anti-corruption agencies have uncovered a bribery scheme involving inflated military contracts. This is SRN News. Christian countries, well, they're on the wane.
According to the Pew Research Center, Christian nations, defined as those where a majority of people identify as Christians, make up 120 of the 201 countries and territories on Earth. But that's down from 124 in 2010. The four countries that fell out of the majority Christian ranks over the past 15 years are the United Kingdom, France, Australia, and Uruguay. Elsewhere, the ranks of the religiously unaffiliated are growing. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In its effort to protect female athletes in Olympic sports, the Trump administration providing the U.S. Olympic Committee a detailed legal brief on how to such a move would not conflict with the Ted Stevens Act. Now, that's the landmark 1978 federal statute governing the entire Olympic movement. This is SRN News. A former American soldier suspected of killing four people in a bar in Montana is still at large and believed to be armed and very dangerous. Officials say 45-year-old veteran Michael Paul Brown apparently committed that shooting with a rifle. Attorney General Austin Knudsen in Montana says several law enforcement agencies have joined in the search.
We want to find this guy. This is a dangerous individual who has committed an absolutely heinous crime against this community and these victims. I'll go ahead and announce right now that we, at this time, we have a $7,500 reward, and that's just the initial reward.
In Tennessee, rather bizarre case now under investigation, authorities arresting two men they say were connected to the case of four murdered family members who were related to an abandoned infant. More details at srnnews.com.